Good day, this is Paige Estrotori, on behalf of Financial Services Online, delivering your daily financial services news wrap. On our list today are impactful stories shaping Australia's financial landscape. Let's dive right in. In the evolving field of financial advising, distinguishing oneself has become more crucial than ever. A roundtable hosted in Sydney by IntelliFlow discussed the significance of creating unique personal brands for professional growth. According to Peter Warren of Finura Group, one can significantly improve their brand through active social media engagement. This, he stated, is a fast-track way to build trust, which is vital for advisory success. Furthermore, Adele Martin linked brand trust with business scalability, with Steve Jobs serving as a prime example. IntelliFlow's discussion highlights the importance of advisor brand identities, not only to attract clients, but also to guarantee the arrival of future professionals in this steadily growing sector. Correspondingly, Keddie Waller stressed on humanizing the business branding process, a key aspect of revealing value and addressing talent pipeline concerns in the industry. Moving to the realm of superannuation, federal government's proposed overhaul comes as a potential game changer for retirees. This initiative, unveiled by Treasurer Jim Chalmers, aims to simplify retirement complexities and significantly enhance the superannuation experience. The Australian Securities and Investments Commission tops the list of implementers, in line to set off an education drive next year to bolster financial literacy among retirees. The Council of Australian Life Insurers has highly praised the endeavor, considering it an innovative approach to retirement solutions. Now, coming to the housing sector, a Senate inquiry suggests reforming Australia's straight-laced mortgage lending rules to provide relief to first-time homebuyers. Presently, approximately 37.5% of prospective buyers are struggling under stringent serviceability buffer requirements. Senator Andrew Bragg is affirming the need for these policy reforms to ensure home ownership remains accessible, as it represents the Australian dream for many. Lastly, we look at the Senate's push for transparency in insurance premiums. The Senate has tasked the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission with improving the oversight on insurance premiums, addressing a national affordability concern. This includes an appeal for abolishing insurance taxes and the expansion of the Disaster Ready Fund, among several other propositions. That's all for today's summary. For detailed coverage on these stories, visit Financial Services Online at financialservicesonline.com.au. Stay informed, and we'll be back with more updates tomorrow.